We're talking with Trey Briggs, head coach for EHSTW baseball here on KSOM. And, Coach, you were one of the few teams that got a chance to play last night, but lost to Mo Valley 6-0. Looking to probably generate some offense here on the young season. How are you feeling about your team right now?
Yeah, you know, I think, the first time I talked to you preseason, we talked about how we just needed to get guys on base. Where we struggled last year, we couldn't get guys on base. And now this year, we get guys on base, we just can't get them in. I think on average, through five games, we're leaving like 10 guys on base every night. And so it's hard to win ball games when you leave that many guys on base. We got to find ways to be better at the plate and put the ball in play with two strikes and try to drive in some runs. And, we had some base running miscues that we need to clean up. And so, when you don't score a lot of runs, a few of those little mistakes really show up.
Well, you got a freshman kind of leading you in hitting right now, and Camden Dreesen, he's hitting .364. What have you seen from him so far this season that is working for him?
Yeah, I think that Camden's, extremely talented, and on the mound we haven't got him quite dialed in yet where we need him to be, but at the plate he seems to be pretty comfortable. He's putting the ball in play a lot. Barreling it up a lot and, been driving in some good singles and driving in some runs for us. So, he just seems real comfortable at the plate. And for us to have success, he needs to kind of lead the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's pitching decently at 2.86 ERA. So you feel like maybe he can be even better then? What do you need to work on him to dial him in on the mound?
I think like last night he walked four guys, which wasn't terrible, but we worked from behind in the count quite a bit. So then he had to throw a lot more fastballs than probably what he likes to. We couldn't change speeds as much and keep guys off balance. And then in return, they kind of get a few hits off of us, just pounding fastballs down the pipe. So, I think, he's got way more upside to him, and we need him to be better. He can win us some ball games if he works ahead in the count and can change speeds.
Yeah. What about Aiden Akers? What have you seen? He's been struggling a little bit at the plate hitting, but his pitching seems to be solid as always.
Yes. Pitching wise, he just continues to be consistent. Throws a lot of strikes, works ahead in the count. We need him to be efficient to try to make it through seven innings. And so that's kind of his deal. Like, get ahead in the count, go after guys. He can change speeds, but I've told him, have confidence in your fastball and go after people. So he's done well for us there. At the plate, I don't think his average really reflects kind of the way he's hitting the ball. I think he's lined out or flew out deep to right field every game. And it just, we just haven't found those gaps. There's a couple different guys that way that we've hit the ball hard. We've just hit it right at people. And so hopefully those start to fall for us. And then kind of we get on a little bit of a run.
So you got three games in 3 days here the rest of this week. East Mills tonight on the road, tomorrow at ICAM Manning. Both of them are winnable games, in terms of the competition, if you just look at the records. But we know in baseball, everything is pretty much even. Anything can happen. And then host Trainer on Friday. What do you make of these next three games? An important stretch for you to try and build some confidence with your team.
Yeah, I mean, we've really stretched that. If we can throw strikes, we give ourselves a chance. I think that was, the other night against Underwood, we didn't even really show if we could compete with them or not because we walked and hit too many guys. And so it doesn't really matter how good people are. If we don't throw them strikes, there's no defense for walks. So that's been the big stress. We got to make people earn it and then make the routine plays on defense and give ourselves a chance.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck tonight against the Wolverines and the rest of this week. Thanks so much.
All right. Appreciate it.
Trey Briggs, head coach for AHSTW Baseball here on KSOM.